This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. You know those rectangular shipping containers you see at ports or on boats? The U.S. is expected to import enough goods to fill 2.4 million of them in August, according to the National Retail Foundation. That would be a monthly record. But not only are supply chains under strain as businesses start bringing in goods for holiday shopping, there are just not enough of those containers. So, where have they all gone? Myra Rocha has more on that.
David Lee's a partner at Genesis Resource Recycling and runs a paper mill in Sacramento, California. He's looking at giant piles of cardboard, paper, and plastic filling his company's yard.
It causes a natural hazard, fire hazards, and safety for the yards. But at the same time, I also have a huge risk in market fluctuation of goods.
Lee says it's been hard to load his recycling goods for export to China, and having them sit around means they could potentially lose value. Jessica Alvarenga is aware of the problem. She's with the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association in Long Beach.
We had our terminals full of containers, and so they couldn't unload them as fast as they could previously or as fast as they would have liked to.
She says when operations stopped in Asia at the start of the pandemic, there were a lot of what are called blank sailings. That's the shipping term for vessels that skip scheduled routes or ports. This created a bottleneck, says Seiji Steinmetz, an economist at California State University, Long Beach. He says containers got stuck in ports and inland railroads.
So there are plenty of containers in the world, but they just ended up piling up in the wrong places.
Container space also got more expensive. It now costs $1,500 to send a container to Asia from the U.S. That's 4 or 5 times as much as it was pre-pandemic. The overall effect of less U.S. exports has meant $21 billion in less revenue. Steinmetz predicts that the congestion will last until sometime in 2022. I am Myra Rocha for Marketplace.